It's Thursday, the 19th of December, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibia Employers Federation has been pushing to postpone the implementation of the national minimum wage scheduled for 1 January 2025. Despite extensive talks with trade unions and government stakeholders, no agreement has been reached. Earlier this year, the Wage Commission and Labour Advisory Council recommended a 12-month adjustment period after announcing the 18 Namibia dollar per hour minimum wage. NEF President Elia Shikongo.
The NEF fully supports the principle of a national minimum wage. It must be stated, however, that the immediate implementation without adequate adjustment time will most definitely cause irreparable harm to businesses. This is particularly so for those in vulnerable sectors. The phased-in sectoral approach we are proposing will ensure fair wages while giving employers the time and space they need to align with requirements sustainably. The solution that the NEF is proposing will aim to safeguard employment opportunities while at the same time giving recognition to the welfare of workers in a sustainable manner.
Labour analyst Herbert Jauch is opposed to the delay of the minimum wage.
So many workers in Namibia are paid so little that they can really not meet even the most basic need. The national minimum wage at least was meant to provide some relief for them. Now that's not a huge wage at all. It's merely meant to be a starting point for workers who are caught in these extremely low wage levels. It is regrettable that the Namibian Employers Federation, instead of supporting the minimum wage and saying we will also be open to negotiations for higher wages above the current levels, and that is, in my view, very regrettable.
Meanwhile, in South Africa, the National Minimum Wage Commission has published its recommendations for the annual review of the National Minimum Wage in the Government Gazette. It comes after it received written representations on potential adjustments to the minimum wage for 2025. Department of Employment and Labour spokesperson in SA, Tebogo Tehane, says the Commission has recommended the wage to increase by Consumer Price Index plus 1.5%.
As of 2024, the national minimum wage in South Africa is 27 rand 58 cents per hour. This rate is applicable to all workers, including farm workers and domestic workers. However, workers employed under the Expanded Public Works Program have a minimum wage of 15 rand 16 cents per hour.
Zimbabwe's white commercial farmers have accused the government of failing to pay part of the $331 million compensation for expropriated land while reimbursing others not covered by the agreement. According to News 24, farmer unions have called for urgent talks with the government, which has missed multiple deadlines under a 2020 accord to compensate around 4,000 affected farmers. And NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says it is important to have strategies in place to strengthen Ukraine in case of any future peace talks with Russia.
We have to do everything now to make sure that when it comes to air defense, when it comes to other weapon systems, that we make sure that we provide whatever we can. Plus, how to make sure that when peace comes, one day that we also think about the economy of Ukraine now, but also after a future peace deal.
Last week, the Kremlin said the war in Ukraine will continue until the goals set by President Vladimir Putin are achieved by military action or by negotiation. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.